Warning, this episode contains audio of a simulated panic attack. To avoid this scene, skip ahead past the theme song.
Enjoy the show.
God, I thought it stopped.
Yeah, me too. At least the door is holding.
Yeah, but... keep holding?
It's held this long.
It's worse when it stops.
Yeah.
Sally?
Peter, what's wrong?
Did we shut the first door we came through? The one to the hall? Oh my god, I don't... Oh my god, it could be anywhere.
Hey, no, it's okay. Maybe it just went in back into the pool. We don't know how long it can stay out of water for.
No, Sally, it can get out into the basement if Charlie comes down and he's not ready for
Peter,
it.
Peter, no, he'll be fine.
No, it's gonna kill him.
It's not, Peter, and it's going to be okay. Charlie knows there's something down here. He'll be ready.
But if he gets down here and it kills him,
and oh my god,
he's the only person who knows we're down here. Oh my god.
No, we're going to be okay, all right? We're gonna be okay. Peter, I need you to breathe with me for a second. I need you to breathe, okay? One, two, three, four. Breathe. 5, 6, 7. Again. Breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep breathing. Keep doing that, okay? Peter, I've almost gotten us killed like 5 times now. What are the odds this time we actually kick it? Hey, Charlie has to get here somehow. I'm sure someone else knows what he's doing, you know, if worst comes to worst. Not that it will, but, you know, what I'm saying is, it'll be okay.
I want to believe you.
You know, I want to believe me too. Are you all right?
I'm better. Thank you.
Of course.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Dan, I have to ask you a favor.
You have to ask me a favor?
I know, but listen.
You know, it's actually been a really busy night in here. I don't really have time to talk to
Dan, come. There's no one here, and I know you close alone.
I'm swamped.
Daniel, come on. You know I wouldn't be asking if I didn't have to.
Can't you ask literally anyone else?
I need your car. Eisenhower's moved and mine's stuck across town.
So call someone to come and pick you up. Or walk. Either way, it's not my problem.
I don't have anyone else to call, and this situation is time sensitive.
Oh, what's time sensitive at midnight on a Thursday?
I have to go pick up Peter and that girl he hangs out with.
Did a his car break down or something?
No.
What happened?
Doesn't matter, but I've got to go.
Charlie?
What?
What happened?
This is gonna sound batshit.
Tell me anyway.
You know that weird investigation junk Peter does with... what's that girl's name? Sarah?
Sally! And yes.
You know that pool under the school that they shut down like 100 years ago?
Can you stop asking me stupid questions?
Damn it, do you know the pool?
Of course I know the stupid pool.
Peter and Sally broke in there tonight for their weird radio thing, and now they're trapped in some locker room.
What? How'd they get trapped?
Charlie. All right, listen. I'm only repeating what Peter said, and I know it sounds fucking crazy, but he's saying there's some kind of creature from the Black Lagoon down there.
A sea monster.
Look, I'm just telling you what he told me.
This is such a weird lie.
I'm not lying. I wish I was.
If you wanted to talk to me, you should have just talked to me. You didn't need to make up some insane story.
If I was gonna make something up, I'd pick something that didn't make me sound like an idiot.
You honestly expect me to believe there's a monster just living under the high school?
That's what Peter said!
Do you believe him?
Look, Peter's not a liar. You know that.
I guess.
You guess? Come on, the guy's like a young Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. So?
So? It's true, or he's having a mental breakdown. Either way, I've got to go get him.
What if he's playing a prank on you? Hell, I don't even know if you're playing a prank on me.
I'm not!
Convincing.
Look, you can march on over to Eisenhower's and ask Danica. You know she's not going to lie for me.
Peter told Danica about his sea monster?
No, but she just saw me walk out in the middle of a shift.
What, are you trying to get fired?
No, I'm trying to get Peter. Here, look. Look! She's looking out the window over here. She looks pissed as hell.
You have that effect on people.
Jesus fucking... You know what? Forget it.
Charlie. Hang on.
What?
If I leave with you now and my boss finds out, I could get fired.
You don't have to come. Just give me the keys.
You're not driving my car. No way.
So what? That's a no?
No. I'm just saying that if I drive you to the school right now, I could lose my job.
I know.
So if you're playing a mind game...
Christ, I'm not playing games. We have to fucking go.
Fine. Let me just turn off the deep fryer.
Cuts.
Oh, they're all right. Or they'll be all right.
Can I look?
I don't think you want to. They're kind of gruesome.
I have a strong stomach.
That's definitely a lie. Look, here.
Jesus Christ.
I told you.
Sally, I think you might have to go to a hospital when we get out of here.
Really? I didn't think it was that bad.
I don't know. The wounds on your legs seem pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, walking doesn't feel awesome right now.
Can you stand?
Oh, yeah. I'm just not going anywhere fast. Here, help me up.
Are you sure? I don't know if you should be moving too much on that ankle.
I'll be fine. I just want to check these lockers for something we can use as a weapon.
All right, well, just be careful.
Okay, let's think. What are we dealing with here?
I didn't get a good look.
Me neither, but we have some stuff to work with. Like, it's aquatic. That's something, not a lot of aquatic monsters in North Carolina.
That's true. I'd say a mermaid, but we're pretty far inland.
There have been all kinds of mermaid sightings in the Cape Fear River, but I don't think it's one either. I mean, for one thing, it's got legs. Oh, geez, they really did get out of here in a hurry.
What makes you say that?
Look at this watch. I could buy a new microphone with this thing. Actually...
Sally, we can't steal that.
Why not? It's not like anybody's coming back for it.
Morals?
Oh, you're just saying that because you haven't found anything good.
No.
Oh!
What?
Oh, sorry. No, don't worry. I just had an idea.
Jesus Christ, Sally, you're gonna give me a heart attack.
Sorry, I was just thinking about Normie.
Normie? Nope, don't know that one.
Normie's the monster that lives in Lake Norman.
We're nowhere near there, though.
I'm not saying it's the Normie. There are just a lot of similarities. Like, they're both amphibious. Also, Lake Norman is man-made, just like the pool. Only big difference is this creature doesn't have scales.
Doesn't?
No, it felt kind of like a salamander a little bit. Kind of sticky.
Could it be... No, that's stupid.
What?
The Loveland frog?
Huh, yeah, I was wondering, but I thought they'd only been seen in Ohio.
So far.
That's fair. Hey, also, catch!
A water bottle?
It's glass. Break it on the wall and shank the creature movie style.
Yeah, I can't see that going poorly.
Alright, Charlie, where exactly am I taking you?
Not really sure. Let's try the football field, I guess? That's close enough to the pool building.
Alright.
So, how's your summer? You're volunteering at the Science Museum, right?
You don't have to pretend you want to make small talk.
Who said I was pretending? Fine, whatever. I'm the one ignoring you.
You're kidding. You're kidding, right? After you didn't talk to me for 3 days afterwards?
That's a whole different.
That sucked, Charlie.
Hey, I texted you.
Yeah, you texted me, hey.
Which you never replied to.
It wasn't even capitalized.
Does that matter?
Yeah, I'd have thought you could come up with something better after 3 days.
I was thinking.
It shouldn't have been that complicated.
Yeah, right. I didn't know what you were expecting me to.
Jesus, Charlie. I wasn't expecting you to say it back. I just needed you to say something.
I said hey!
Oh my God!
You didn't give me a chance to say anything else.
I think you made it pretty obvious what you were going to say. I wanted to save you the trouble.
You don't have a clue what I would have said.
Do that.
Do what?
Pretend like it's my fault it ended.
Well, you didn't help keep it going.
What was that?
How was I supposed to fix it when you were icing me out?
God, do you really think this isn't your fault?
Oh, so none of this is your fault?
It isn't.
You could have replied to me.
And said what? Hey?
Don't be an idiot. It wouldn't have mattered what you said.
Why? Because you were going to dump me anyway?
I wasn't going to dump you.
Whatever.
I wasn't!
You know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Dan, I wasn't.
Stop it.
Listen to me, I...
Shut up, Charlie. Shut up! You don't get to show up at my job with a stupid story about a stupid sea monster and turn around after a month and pretend like you wanted things to work out. You were a jerk to me. Shut up. I told you I loved you and you didn't say anything to me for 3 days. I just can't believe I wasn't worth a reply to you.
Dan.
Let's just not bother trying to talk about it anymore.
I mean, this textbook is kind of heavy. Maybe I could... He's back!
Peter! Oh my God, it's coming from the other door! Quick, get the bench! We've got to block the door!
The door's breaking!
Push!
The Haunted Hour is written and directed by Ellie Bonifin. Zoe Eicher produced this episode. Additional production help this week from Brett Boone. Danny Balthazar recorded our audio, and this episode was mixed and edited by C.Y. Costa. Today you heard the voice of Ali Rothfield as Sally, Karthik Ramaswamy as Peter, George Long as Charlie, and introducing Samuel Winget as Daniel. This week you heard music from Mount Planet and Squitch. Find them on Spotify and Bandcamp. Our theme is The Moonlit Savior by The Ruffs. You can find them on Instagram. If you enjoyed our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. You can also find us on Instagram as @TheHauntedHourPodcast and Twitter as @TheHauntedHour. Broadcasting live from WECB Lantern Community Radio, this has been The Haunted Hour. Wish you were here.